bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin, but they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater. My name is Jordan. I am playing the Stonekin named Jasper on this episode, where we are enjoying a one-shot of Good Strong Hands.
This is Jeff, and I'm playing the Rope Cinch.
This is Johnny, and I'm playing the Wolf Graham.
And this is Jeremy playing the Imp Crichton.
And my name is Aaron, and I am GMing this one-shot. And where we left off, I believe, you guys started feeling some anger, and the suit of armor that was kind of walking with you was swinging his sword around kind of angrily and stomping through the fields and picking up the field mice and bopping them on the heads.
That's the other party.
As you were walking under the rainbow of blood.
Can you
That's
paint
a sentence you wouldn't think to hear.
Can you paint with all the colors of the hemoglobin?
Oh my.
One of the heads of the roses got cut off, and it started bleeding and spilling blood all over the ground, and a new fog started to rise, and out of the fog, you guys could hear the clomp of horses on the dirt, and you heard Groat say that the Scions were coming. And you guys said you were going to run, I think.
The yes. Remans are coming! The Remans
the
are
Remans are coming! All right. Well, if we see ice, don't throw poo at it.
Who did that? Who would have ever done that?
Gosh, I don't know.
I don't think
and
it was
curious
me.
Somebody. I think his name was...
Demetrius Norden.
And he what an was, odd fellow.
He was a horologist.
Time.
Well, you know what time it is.
Time
Tool
to
time. So go ahead and roll me a body. And we're going to go ahead and do a target number of 5. You are being chased by horses. And I need a total of 4 successes. So let's say one of you rolls with a success with a boon. If you get a success with a boon, that can count as 2.
Yes.
Okay. So if you both roll with a boon, you got it. Target 5.
I have 2 of them.
You guys both got boons, so both of you mark shadow.
I have not gotten any shadow in this whole entire time.
Which I'm surprised, because I expected out of the way that people roll.
Yeah.
Like
I know.
So the really cool thing with the shadow and the skills is they're adjustable. So I think here it shows...
10, yeah.
Okay. So it's not when this whole thing is filled, once 8 of them are filled.
Okay.
8 for skill, spirit, or shadow.
All right, nice.
They're adjustable. We can play with those to make them shorter or longer, between 5 and 10. And so that way, if everything is 5, all right, your character would advance really quickly or become very corrupt very fast, depending on how things go. And so I think that next time we play with this system, I would like to start experimenting with the length of
the track.
Just thought I would point that out. So as you guys are running from the sound of horses, you actually see a horse with a rider over your shoulder. And what does the rider look like?
Well, they're lacking a head.
Okay.
And there's a spear through their chest.
They're lacking a head with a spear through the chest. Okay.
On the tip of the spear, there is hanging a metal helmet that looks like Doctor Doom. And they're wearing a green cloak.
Okay. Is the spear coming from the front of their chest? Were they stabbed in the front or in the back?
They were stabbed in the back.
Stabbed in the back. So it's almost like the spear comes out of the front, and that's where the helmet is.
And the horse is made out of gears.
Yes, it's a mechanical geared horse.
Acceptable.
It's Demetrius.
And there are skulls with bad wings flying all over.
Okay. And as you run through the mist, and you can kind of see some of the ethereal ghosts kind of fading in your area. So you guys burst out of the fog, and as you come out of the fog, right in front of you is a very large, very wide lake of blood.
Yay. I'm afraid.
So what your fear means is that anything that you will be rolling when confronting your fear will be diminished by one dice, to a minimum of one.
Okay.
You can't roll less than one dice. So as you reach the Lake of Blood, again, you can see the end of the fog, but this time the fog and the mist let you pass through it, so you could actually reach beyond the mist.
Cool. Question.
Answer.
How deep is the Lake of Blood?
In the center? What you actually find out is that it is not entirely a lake. There is, it's almost like a donut. There is definitely, it gets less deep towards the center. So it kind of, it's almost like a hill that's kind of sunk a little bit that's been filled with blood.
So the edges are deeper?
The edges are deeper, and it's probably 15 feet at the edges.
Okay.
Just deep enough that you can't see over it.
Well.
Or wade through it.
Yeah.
What I would like to do is I would like to stone call. I would like to spend a spirit. You can call forth and move rocks as large as you until the end of the scene. You can make them move anywhere, but they must always touch the ground or each other.
Okay.
So what I would like to do is I would like to raise a series of stepping stones that are just underneath the surface of the Lake of Blood, but makes it shallow enough for us to step on.
You spend a spirit?
I do.
You have stepping stones.
Yay! I tell Groat's friend to follow me, and I'm assuming I'm holding Cinch.
Yes.
Alright, I am going to run out on the stepping stones towards the center of the lake.
Okay. Roll body.
And I subtracted I. What's my target number?
A 4.
I got a 4.
Okay.
I got my spirit back.
You were rolling to maintain your footing across the bloody stones. You reach the center of the lake.
How deep is it at the center of the lake?
2 feet.
Okay. I would like to spend another spirit to raise a small platform above the 2 feet deep center of blood.
Fair enough. And I'm pretty sure that the talents that say they can only be used once a day specify only use once.
That doesn't say anything about once a day, but it does have an A next to it.
That just means it's an action. It means that if we were in combat, that would actually use up your turn.
Okay.
Some of them that should do that, like, when I read them, I read it as like, this should be an action. It's not. Like, that's really convenient.
Like, the shadow step is not an action.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That means I can shoot whatever I want.
There doesn't seem to be any limit aside from it being as large as I am.
Mm-hmm. So 12 feet tall by how wide are you?
I was wondering if I could raise it like a foot above the length of the water, so only about 3 feet, but make it 12 feet wide.
Yeah. When it happens, what does it look like as it rises up out of the center of the lake?
Looks like rocks.
So does the ground shake as it comes up,
yeah,
or is it very smooth action?
I would imagine that there's some shaking. There's ripples in the blood.
Okay.
It's like, it kind of comes up and like the tops of the ripples actually start coagulating, frothing, and then like chunks of dried blood would drop back in, and so there would be splashes and stuff like that.
Does it push up anything that was growing underneath there?
Well, so the lake is relatively new. It wasn't here when I was here 3 years ago.
Oh.
There is a skeleton in the center of the...
A single skeleton?
Pedestal. Yes. The size of a red cap.
Is there?
Yes.
That the stone pushed up?
Yes.
Okay. There is. There is a skeleton.
Friend, this is Groat.
I know what I want to happen, but I don't want it to happen.
May I say that I have worked on overcoming my fears, and I've helped somebody. So I've showed compassion to somebody.
You're asking for one spirit?
I'm asking for multiple spirits, because...
Well, in that case, I would have been empathetic and honest. That's crazy.
Oh, you're supposed to get spirit when you...
Yeah, if you finish a scene where you stay true to your anchor, you get a spirit.
Oh, well, then I should get...
I should get a spirit.
Spirits. Take your spirit.
Because I was clever and spontaneous.
Overcoming your fear, you do not necessarily get a spirit for.
But I did it.
But you did it.
I should get spirit for being tolerant with his slowness of speech.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you a
spirit. That's
you get a spirit, and you get a spirit, and
you get a spirit.
All right. As you announce that this is Groat, you hear, "Who disturbs my slumber?" No, wait, no, no.
Ooh, Alibaba had his 40 keys.
It's I, Aladdin.
No, you actually hear as the skeleton sits up and says, "Why have you awakened me?"
Friend wanted to find you.
That's not my friend. That's my failed suit of armor.
His name is Friend of Groat.
That's what he calls himself. He's a failed suit of armor. I died from him.
Do we see, like, the arrow still sticking out of the skull?
Yes. There's definitely an arrow still sticking out of the skull. You can see Groat as, like, hanging his head and sulking a little bit on the back. He definitely does not look pleased with himself. Because, you know...
He failed.
He failed, and he kind of dragged you guys here. And Groat actually reaches up and grabs the arrow out of her head. And the other thing you remember about Groat, not only was Groat a... Red Cap General, but Groat also had a talent with magic, and particularly fire magic.
Oh no.
And so Groat is going to attempt to throw a fireball at you too. So, how combat works in Good Strong Hands is that you two will decide who among you wants to go first. If you guys cannot decide peacefully, then you must roll body. Whoever the GM is playing will not get a turn. How it will work is that on your turns, the GM will describe any other situations that may be impacting your character. So, for instance, at the beginning of this, Groat is attempting to throw a fireball at you. And so you guys, whoever goes first, can decide how they will handle said fireball.
Well, if you don't want to go first, I know what I want to do.
Okay.
I'm going to uncoil and drop into the blood.
Go ahead and roll your body.
Well,
yeah, the target number 5.
Failed.
4, 3 4s, and 3.
You've been rolling so well.
I love motor skill.
Marker skill. As you are uncoiling, the fireball actually hits your tail, your butt.
Which is either end, you can choose.
And
switch whenever you want.
Because your arm, it shortens you by a foot.
So, what's my condition?
You're no condition. It just shortens you by a foot. You are now a foot shorter than you used to be. Because as you are burned, you land in the pool of blood and it puts out any fire.
Conditions, you're afraid.
That's one of my fears is fire.
Okay. Also, to heal any of your conditions, you can spend 2 spirit and describe how you are healing that condition.
How do you heal a foot of shortness?
It's not a condition.
Yeah, that's like a full-on, that's a permanent complication to your character, that you are that way for sure. Okay, so on to Jordan. How is Jasper going to respond to this little angry skeleton that you used to know so well throwing a fireball at you?
Jasper is going to take it like a rock man.
Just gonna.
He's just going to hold out his hand and, like, basically deflect the flame.
Okay.
Karate chop it.
Roll body. Target number 5.
Well, I got a 4, a 6, and a 1.
So, yeah, you get a hit. So go ahead and mark a spirit. And the fireball splashes against your hand and kind of curves around you after it took off the tail of your rope friend. So back to Cinch. What is Cinch going to do next?
I'm going to stretch out and bind the skeleton.
Right. Give me a body attack.
A target.
Five.
Oh my gosh.
3 hits.
All right. It still is. You mark a shadow. Even with three hits, it's still only success with a boon. So as a boon, you can either take a second hit, or you can add a advantage for your next one.
I will go ahead and do a second hit and swing the skeleton around down into the blood.
Nice.
What good that's going to do, I don't know, but...
Did you wrap around the skeleton's legs, arms, body?
I did like a full, like...
Like a mummy wrap.
Yeah, a full mummy wrap. Tied its legs and its arms to its torso and stuff like that.
Okay. On to Jasper. So the skeleton has now been tossed into the blood at your feet. It is wrapped in your rope friend.
I would like to try and get the skeleton into the armor. My thought is, like, if we can get the skeleton into Groat's friend, then maybe they can have some sort of tete and work out the differences.
Okay. Roll me a body. Roll body, target number 5.
No. 4, 4, and a 3. So that's a skill.
Mark a skill, and you will have a complication on your next roll. So you will suffer disadvantage your next roll.
I dislike that.
Okay. You will still suffer disadvantage.
I would like to formally lodge a complaint.
Complaint lodged. Alright, so back to Cinch, and you can really feel that the skeleton is working hard to try to get out from your grasp.
Good thing I'm magic.
Good thing you're magic. So what are you going to do?
Struggle back.
Are you going to try to crush it?
Just prevent it from moving.
Okay.
Does it still have the arrow?
In its hand?
Yes.
Okay. Using it as a magic wand, I was assuming.
So you're just going to prevent it from moving?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll me a body.
5?
Yep.
I think you're enjoying this first.
1.
Success. Spirit.
Okay.
And I'm 2 away from my 8.
I feel like once you hit 8 spirit, you just don't gain anymore.
Once I get 8, I can get another talent, right?
No, that's skill.
That's skill. You're rolling too well.
Oh.
I figured this was going to be your game, and you've been rolling much better than you ever rolled.
I think I have the most skill.
Well, what about the spirit? Do I get corruptions? Or does that happen with the shadow?
Yeah, with shadow.
Spirit track. You spend points from this track to gain bonuses to dice rolls, to use certain talents, and to resist the poison things.
I either want to gain more talents or become evil.
And
that's
right now,
not spirit.
And right now, I am not doing either.
That is everything but spirit. All right, so then back to Jasper. The skeleton is being bound still quite tightly and is being held under the blood. He's being baptized in the blood.
I was going to say, this sounds like an old-time Baptist hymn right here. I'm going to go ahead and try and steal the arrow from the skeleton.
Okay. Roll me. Still a body. Target number 5 still.
And I have a complication on this, so I'm not 100% sure what that means.
Oh, did you roll 1 dice fewer than you were supposed to?
No, I didn't, but okay. I can re-roll.
Yeah, re-roll minus 1 die.
Oh, look at that. 2 successes.
All right. So you gain a shadow. Describe how you grab the wand, the arrow, from the hand that is wrapped around the rope, or, you know, wrapped up in the rope. It's like the arrow sticking out a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm imagining that the hand holding the arrow is stretched out somewhat, and the rope is kind of like flailing around trying to get it. I just grab the arrow, the hand holding the arrow, and I remove the hand from the arm holding the arrow, and then I pluck the arrow out of the hand and drop it back in.
Okay. As you take the arrow and drop the hand back into the pool of blood, the skeleton, you notice, stops struggling and feels like a lifeless lump of bones. All life leaves the skeleton.
Because the arrow is what took the life. It was what was animating it.
Yeah, that's actually what it was.
Huh.
Groat is no longer animated. As Groat falls lifeless again, Groat's friend speaks up from the other side of the block and talks, and he's like, I feel it. I'm free. No more vengeance, no more hate, no more anger. I'm I'm finally free. I don't know what you did, but thank you.
I give Groot's friend the arrow.
Groot's friend looks at it and thanks you. I will keep this symbol of my failure and my misery until you walk away from me, at which time I will throw it away because I do not want this. But thank you for the gesture.
I have never met such an honest suit of armor in my life.
The woman that you are looking for who can help you find out how to stop the ghosts, her name is Aura, and she lives near the Dalish River at the Void's staging grounds. Actually, just north of where we are here.
Near the Cliffs of Insanity.
There are no Cliffs of Insanity.
There were once.
Yeah, there were three of them right there.
It's three brothers named Cliff.
Thank you again for setting me free.
You're welcome. Keep the arrow, because if it is returned to the blood, it may bring Groot back, and then your feelings would return.
Thanks for the tip. I will bury it somewhere where it'll never come back here.
So do they catch up with us?
Yeah, right about now you guys see they come out of the field in the area.
And follow our trail.
So do you go over to meet them at the edge of the lake?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you swim across the lake like a snake?
50-foot.
I mean, I've been imagining you as Ka from the Jungle Book.
Trusting me.
All right, we have succeeded. Groot's friend is now.
That is good.
We have succeeded too.
Did you?
The rabbits are united.
I want to make a multiplication joke, but I won't. It is better than being divided.
Do we know where Aura is now?
To the north?
Yeah, straight north from here, along the river's edge.
Second star to the right.
Straight on until morning.
Straight on.
So we head north.
Okay. And what you guys find, it is getting close to, night again. You guys have kind of been wandering this field for quite some time and fighting this angry skeleton and tracking across the field.
Tricking red caps.
Yep. As you approach the old Void staging ground, what you guys are seeing is a old, tattered tents. What looks like a lot of rusted weapons are kind of poked into the ground. And what it looks like is that an army used to camp here a long time ago, and it's really fallen into disrepair, but no one's going to come and claim anything because it's all tainted by the Void. So nobody wants anything to do with that. But as you guys start getting close, you see a campfire and hear someone chanting coming from near the river.
Joking, not really. Crichton speaks up. I hear chanting!
Do you want us to sneak out there and check it out?
Graham might be a good option as well, because Graham could smell.
I'm an innocuous rope. You can't see me slithering through the grass.
Crichton's like, isn't this supposed to be an imp?
Yeah.
He throws his hands up and like, I'm an imp.
I'm just trying to see if you guys want me to check it out first. That's all. You don't have to send me. I don't care. I'm just trying to be cautious.
The chanting cuts off. Are you guys just going to stand out there and blither blather? Are you going to come in and say hi?
I told you.
I stroll all over to the fire.
So does Credit.
As soon as I'm in the light, ma'am.
Huh. Are the other two still standing out there, or are they coming in too?
Well, one of them doesn't really stand. They're just there.
I'll show up.
Now, over.
Well, I knew help would be coming. I just... I can't do that.
Welcome to the pit of despair. Welcome to the pit of despair.
I knew help would be coming. I just didn't know it would look like this. Well, beggars can't be choosers. So, you are the ones the light has brought together. Okay.
Are we it?
You're it. You're the only ones that have shown up.
Huh.
So, what I can tell you is that the scions of the void have come to whip these ghosts back into fighting shape, and they're the ones who are doing all the attacks around here. I have to kill you. What? If I'm going to let you win. What? I'll bring you back.
I'm a rogue.
Your spirits are what you have to go in with.
Before we die...
Before we decide that we're going to allow death...
It's the only way.
Death is nothing new to me.
This one will be. It'll stick longer.
Stench is going to draw out the symbols that he saw with his length to see if she can read it. What does this mean?
It means blood cries from the void.
Huh. This was written on top of the monument.
Yeah, each cycle, each time, when the void's defeated, not everyone who serves the void is defeated. It was a message that was left. We knew that when the void came back again, the top would begin to cry blood. It was a message. It was a note written at the end of the previous war.
Interesting.
So, how this is gonna work? I'm gonna kill you. And you have two options. You can die now, or you can die in the morning. While you're there, you're gonna have to go fight the scions. If you die now, the scions will be a little bit stronger, but you guys will also be at full strength. If you wait till morning, it's a little bit harder for me to get you across, and I can't tell you what that'll do to you. So I can answer any questions before you go, and you guys can decide on when you'd like to do it.
What is our aim once we are in the spirit realm?
Defeat the scions, send them back into the void.
Is there a specific way to approach that?
We don't really know, but one thing that we are, by we I mean the group of us that have been consulting spiritually, we think there's something about memories, and memories of a fallen friend can help in defeating them.
So, when you say kill us and we'll die, what does that mean?
I'll chant some magic, and your bodies will lay here, and your spirits will wake up here on the other side.
So, it's more like spirit projection than death.
No, it's more like death than spirit projection. But you come back.
How will that happen?
I'll chant some magic and you'll come back. I'll give you 12 hours while you're gone. Beyond that, coming back might be a little harder.
What if we die there?
How do we die? We're already dead.
Have I ever heard of anything like this, like magic before?
Roll mind.
Can I roll history?
Yeah. Oh, we'll take a
magic
history
knowledge.
Part. Yeah. Yes. You can roll magic knowledge. Target number 5.
So I got a shadow.
You get a shadow. So yes, you've definitely heard of a magic where bodies are put into a suspended form of. I mean, it is death.
Mm-hmm.
And how it works is that you will drink a poison, your body will start to die, and then your body will be suspended at the moment of death. So your body will be dead, your spirit will be released, and then she will revive your body at the end of a certain period of time.
I've heard of this process before.
Me too, oddly.
Very well.
So, wait. We don't know you well enough for you to kill us. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I know you knew all of 3 minutes, and you want to kill me?
She kind of looks at you like, I don't want to kill you, but I have to kill you to get this thing done.
So you have to die too?
No, I have to be alive so I can revive you before you die.
I don't know. Crichton, do you have any more questions?
Nope.
Jasper?
I am but rock. And to rock, I return. If I am a rock here, that is that. If I am a rock beyond, that is that.
I got one more question. Do we know how many scions there are?
Three scions.
I'm sure is only three.
Yes.
Who are they?
Old generals of the void. I don't know if they're from this age or from a previous one.
Okay.
So do you want to do it now or do you want to do it during daylight?
No.
Let's do it now. Are you gentlemen with me? And rope?
Yeah, I don't really have a gender.
Alright, so you've agreed.
After this, I will be he rope.
Jeff gets the award for a pun tonight.
Yeah.
Go straight to the penitentiary.
So Aura goes back to her her wagon and she scoops out three little cups of stuff. Four little cups of stuff.
Three?
Brings them back to you.
She doesn't kill the imp.
Yeah, no, I was about to say, uh-oh.
And she sets one on the ground in front of Cinch, and she sets one on the ground in front of Graham and hands one to Crichton and one to Jasper. Bottoms up, boys.
I just sort of...
You just did that.
Dip my...
Is it your burned end? Or is it your... Is it your burned tail?
Yes.
As I was saying, it's his burned tail.
Yeah, I dip my burned end into the poison.
All right, as you dip your burned end into the poison, the poison like soaks up into your fibers. Yeah, like a lantern, how it soaks up the oil. As all of you finish eating or drinking your poison, your eyes feel really heavy. If you have eyes, or your body starts to feel heavy, and you cannot maintain your floatiness. And you start to sink to the ground and you hear a deep chanting coming from Aura. And we will see what is on the other side when we return.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported license. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.